11. Historical equipment for working the soil in the vineyard. A hoe and plough are among the most important inventions by humans. They allowed the soil to be worked, enabling humans to settle. Whereas previously in agriculture, the state of the soil could easily be improved with a several-year fallow period in a three-field system, wine growers had to preserve the productivity of their vineyards by thoroughly working and fertilizing them. Hauling beasts were not always suitable for use in every vineyard, so the hard work had to be carried out with picks and hoes. Just how well the equipment of this kind was built is evidenced by the fact that their shape has barely changed for centuries. In the spring, an initial soil tilling is carried out with picks and hoes, and stable manure is also integrated into the soil. In the summer, the soil is leveled with the hoe in order to keep weeds in check and to minimize water evaporation. At the start of the 20th century, hauling beasts began to be used in wine growing, and the plow complements the use of the hoe, especially underneath the vines. Nowadays, thanks to modern technology and powerful narrow-track tractors, some of which are computer-controlled, vineyard soils are permanently green and only need mulching. This means that the tracks between the vines can be walked along at any time, and the tangle of roots and plant growth provides an excellent source of humus for the soil. This room features one part of the significant pick and hoe collection. There are also some ploughs of an old-style construction, along with equipment for spreading stable manure and compost. Manure maker, in particular, demonstrating how hard wine growers have to work. Spine and back damage were common and unpleasant side effects. The display cabinets document the fittings and coupling elements for hauling beasts, as well as other important utensils.